Welcome to Real Astrology with Matthew Deagle. I'm your host, Matthew Deagle. On this show, we discuss the collective and individual effects of our thoughts, symbols, astrological influences, all kinds of effects of our subconscious. On this particular program, I have my special guest here, Michael Horn, who is the authorized American media representative of the Billy Meyer UFO case. Today, as many of you listeners know, we will be answering several questions fielded either on the air or pre-sent to us an email. Michael Horn is here to answer all your questions, so go ahead and call in if you have a question to 844-769-2944. That's again 844-769-2944, a toll-free number. So go ahead and call if you have any questions about the Billy Meyer case for Michael Horn here. Again, 844-769-2944. Now, first, I've got a question for Michael Horn here that I think is pertinent today. First of all, I want to ask you, Michael, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
All right, yes, I can hear you. Has anyone proven that Billy Meyer has presented faked or hoaxed UFO photos?
Actually, good question. No, absolutely not. And it's one of the questions that floats around in the so-called UFO community, or what I call the UFOCI, UFO community and industry. Let's start with this premise, that proven contact between an actual extraterrestrial race and anyone on Earth would be, hands down, the single most important story in all of human history. What's happened is that while, and I will substantiate all of this, while the Meyer case has now been proven to contain Meyer's authenticated, scientifically proven, authentic UFO photos, the overall UFO field is filled with utter nonsense, charlatans, wild claims, profiteers, etc., who can provide zero evidence for their own claims. So they attack the Meyer case, and they do that because, for them, if the Meyer case is true, they're out of a job. Kind of boils down to that rather clearly. So to specifically address the photo issue, Meyer took something in the neighborhood of 1,200 clear, primarily, but not exclusively, primarily daytime photos of these craft, these what we call UFOs. He took 8 films and a video, a 5-minute long video. Now, in about 1980 or so, the first analyses were done on Meyer's photos, and the film clips analyzed by Nippon TV, and the photos themselves were analyzed by independent experts, and that included people like Michael Malin, the inventor of the Mars Orbiter camera for the Mars mission, NASA's Mars mission. Nobody found any evidence of hoaxing or faking in Meyer's UFO photos. Let me make that very clear. Nonetheless, the pseudo-experts, the charlatans, the envious people who have to make a career and a living out of this bogus UFO field, attack the case mercilessly. As recently as within the past year and a half or two, 3 new independent analyses were done. Now, while analyses of Meyer's photos were done with state-of-the-art technology back in 1980 that Meyer himself, of course, didn't have access to, the new independent analyses were done with even more contemporary, higher tech, state-of-the-art technology. What that means is that because that technology exists and is ubiquitous, is available, not freely, some of it might be a bit expensive, but it's all a lot of computer software and what have you. Anybody who really is scientifically minded and wants to find out for themselves, hey, are these photos real? They can duplicate the tests. As a matter of fact, one of the tests only requires that you have Photoshop. You can drop a photo that Meyer took, 35mm film, took it something like 31, 32 years ago or more. Actually, at this point, 1981, he took it 34 years ago, 35 years ago. And you can take that photo right off the website, drop it in on your computer into Photoshop, brighten up the, or increase the contrast and drop the brightness, and you're going to see not what the skeptics have said, a gold model in front of a black curtain, but an object freely floating above a gravel road with a green grassy hillside and a fence post marker. So this has to be said emphatically, because when we start to look at, well, if this case is real and true, if we get to that point, why have these contacts been occurring? And that leads us, of course, the next step, not the ultimate step, it leads us to prophecies and predictions of events that have been and continue to unfold specifically as foretold by Meyer and the Pleiaren, much to the great losses of humanity in this world, because we haven't listened. So to revisit this issue with UFO photos, nobody to date using any technology has shown that Meyer hoaxed any UFO photos, any attempts at duplicating his photos. And there have been some good ones by Phil Langdon in England. I, starting in 2009, assisted Phil to make his best case to try to duplicate. He couldn't. He did really good models of Meyer's, the objects in Meyer's photos, and he took good photos. He won't have them tested as Meyer's were because, of course, as he and everyone knows, they will come up as models close to the camera while Meyer's photos show large objects a distance from the camera. The exception may be with the wedding cake UFO. Not only do we have large objects a good distance from the camera, in photo and video, we have some as close as 15 feet. But because this is an industry that is basically designed to keep people chasing their tails and following utter nonsense that never resolves to anything tangible, so that they don't pay attention to what's going on in their own personal lives and in the world as specifically foretold by Meyer and the Pleiaren going back 50 or more years, you have people pulling their hair out, claiming that Billy Myers hoaxed UFO photos. And
now, I've got a second question here for you about the predictions. Some people claim that Meyer has simply made post-dictions and gone back into his old texts and inserted post-dictions.
Well, this is actually very simple, very easy. And if people follow along and start using some of the gray matter, and worrying less about texting and twerking and tattoos and trendy nonsense and entertainment, they'll be able to work this out just as easily as I did. Here it is. You can prove that certain bodies of information, such as the Hanok prophecies, have been available in English, which is later than the German, about as early as 2002. You can go into the Hanok prophecies knowing that you could find that they were posted online even within either 2002 to 2004, and you can find specific events in them foretold which have unfolded and occurred subsequent to their earliest English publication. Of course, if you go back to their earliest German publication, you're dealing with a date closer to something like 1998 or 2000, and then you can, you know, translate that, but stick with the English for now. You'll find that the Russian military movements foretold specifically that would take the Russian military to a remote place called Arkhangelsk occurred within the last 4 years, well after Meyer specifically foretold it. People, get this through your heads. You can prove this to yourselves. The Ebola epidemic, the key word, not outbreak, epidemic, is in that 1987 document, verifiably available in English, as I said, between 2002 and 4. That was foretold in that document, and that happens within the last 2 years, the Ebola epidemic. The Russian military movements threatening Scandinavia, which will ultimately become full-fledged attacks, are already underway. This goes on and on and on. And what, you know, gosh, let's go to the 1958 prophetic information where Meyer foretells specifically two U.S.-Iraq Gulf Wars, one following upon the other. And he says that the second war will be fought under a president who's the son of a former president. Now, that wasn't put online in 1958 because we didn't have the internet then, even though in that document, Meyer is specifically foretelling that every home will have a computer interconnected electronically throughout the world. He lists 160 other specific prophecies or predictions, including that in retribution for the Christian crusades of centuries ago, radical Islamist fundamentalist terror will spread irrepressibly worldwide. That is a document that is filled with dozens and dozens of other specific events that occurred before it was published online, after it was published online in English. Then you have 1981 and 87, as we said, mentions of specific Islamist terrorism. Here's an example for you, that in 2004, after I saw Meyer's prophecies about Islam attacking and destroying France and raging through Europe, I put that on a DVD that I was working on in 2003 and 2004. It came out in March of 2004. That DVD is called The Meyer Contacts, The Key to Our Future Survival. In there, I highlighted one section, or began one section, describing the coming attacks against France and Europe by Islam. That came out 12 years ago. Those attacks have just occurred. The ones starting with the terrible ones with France, and the illegal migrations that are taking place that are the forerunners for the attacks throughout Europe. Meyer already said there's well over 17,461 ISIS sleepers throughout Europe from these migrations. All of this is in the prophetic information that you can verify for yourself was published prior
yes,
to these
I mean,
events.
Something else is I speak German myself, so I'm able to read all the original German documents from Billy, from Figu, and I find myself there's all sorts of little nuggets in there that when you look back at them, wow. In 2003, for example, Meyer stated, in context with terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda and the possibility of future terror attacks in Iraq resulting from the USA invasion. This was in September 2003, the year they invaded Iraq. He specifically used the word Islamic states in the context of a terrorist organization, which is logically inappropriate there, but prophetically accurate. It's
yes.
Exactly what the organization calls itself since 2014 is the Islamic State, an offshoot of Al-Qaeda. Also, in the contact notes, there are detailed scientific descriptions of information that wasn't known at the time. For example, entropic gravity is described in a 1970s contact somewhere with Semyaze. They describe it in terms of hot and cold, but when you look at the theory of entropic gravity, that was recently mathematically formulated in the Netherlands in 2013. So there's lots of examples of advanced scientific knowledge. In my opinion, there's definitely proof beyond a reasonable doubt. And just because a couple photographs here and there have been falsified by the Men in Black or something like that, or whatever happened, does not in any way give the justification to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Au contraire, the Billy Meyer case overall has simply proven itself over and over again to be accurate. Now, one more question before we, because we have about 8 minutes until the break here. I had a question for you regarding the claim that Billy Meyer is a cult leader and that Billy Meyer's Figu is a cult.
Right.
What do you have to say to people who claim or accuse that it is a cult?
Well, of course, you know, this would be laughable if it didn't actually dissuade people from doing their own due diligence and investigation. So let me take it a step at a time. We're familiar, you know, there are some pretty famous cults. Not only do we talk about Scientology, for instance, or Hare Krishna, Judaism, Christianity, Mormonism, they're all cults by definition. The strange part about it is that by definition, Figu is not a cult. There is no singular authority to whom people must answer and who has sway. Meyer is someone who belongs to a community. His core group members, he's one of, at this point, 30-odd people and a potential of something like 49, who has one vote. He can be voted down. No, there are no dictums of any personal reverence reverence, obedience, or anything else to Billy Meyer. Has anybody ever knocked on your door or mine soliciting, asking you to join, asking you for money, telling you that if you didn't do this, you were going to be in purgatory for the rest of your life, or that, you know, look at all of the elements of cults and religions, which are cults. Every one of them is a cult with its hierarchy, superstitions, rituals, mumbo jumbo, and they're riddled. They're just full of beliefs. Every religion and cult is full of and based on belief. There is zero belief in the Meyer case.
Yes, as a matter of let me interject there that in my experience, part of the reason why some of the real photographs of UFOs are made to look fake by the bizarre positioning of the spacecraft and the strange focus at infinity, etc., is because they're trying to test your intelligence by seeing how superficial your thinking is. They don't want you to believe. They give you a plausible deniability on a superficial level so that only those who look deeper actually come to the certain knowledge about what is true. That's why, you know, for example, some of these photographs, which are real, confirmed to be real, on closer analysis, are made to look fake, or the video, for example, the film, of the UFO bobbing around as if it's on a string, but it turns out it couldn't have been on a string if you look at it closer. There's lots of examples of this sort of thing where the Pleiaren have given us a certain element of plausible deniability, not hoaxing, right, but making something which is real seem superficially like it could be unreal so that, to test our analytical ability.
Yes. You're right.
Now, as far as being a cult, my own experience with FIGU, because I have some of the books from them, is that they are basically a publishing house / small college. That's virtually what they are. They have classes every once in a while. For the most part, however, they just publish books. They're almost nothing more overall than a publisher. So I don't see how anybody can say that a group that publishes books is a cult. If you want an example of an actual UFO cult, look no further than Rail, for example.
Yes.
The Raelians, who claim that they've cloned humans with zero evidence, for example. Or even, you know, Scientology, another example of a UFO cult that believe that Zane threw us in volcanoes billions of years ago and stuff like that with zero evidence whatsoever. All just suggestive mind control, in my opinion. But keep in mind, this could be part of where the funding is coming from for all of these Billy Meyer skeptics. Besides the CIA operations and disinfo about UFOs, keep in mind that there are very lucrative, possibly even billion-dollar UFO cults out there that target wealthy or affluent people, intellectuals, etc., and that do not want Billy Meyer overshadowing them. So I presume that someone like Rail or Scientology would very, very plausibly hire so-called skeptics to go around publishing information about it being a hoax or poo-pooing my information because it's a threat to their credibility.
Yeah, it's quite so. And the thing is that you have people that make their livings and careers, like Stephen Greer, who has people pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars to run out at night in the desert with their flashlight to see aliens.
Oh, I know. I make fun of that. I make fun of that all the time. I respect the Disclosure Project, but Stephen Greer, again, himself, is held back in his evolution and in his search for the actual truth by a cult, the Baha'i religion, to which he belongs, which prevents him from accepting such a case as Meyer, which runs against the narrative of the prophets in Baha'i. It's just religious belief.
Right.
It has nothing to do with scientific information, skeptical evidence, any proof of hoaxing. There simply doesn't exist such proof of Meyer hoaxing. On the contrary, there are a few photographs that are of questionable origin or with bizarre possible provenance, such as the photographs of the Osket and Mera, etc., related to the Dean Martin show and all that. But there's a big story behind what might have happened there. But the fact is that those couple of iffy photographs in no way disprove the whole of one after another piece of solid evidence. I mean, that's just throwing the baby out with the bathwater. It is absolutely illogical to think because one photograph is questionable that the entire thing is thereby disproven.
Actually, the other part of it is that, this isn't at all resting, even on the Ascot and Nera thing. The Meyer UFO photos themselves, to this day, have not been shown to be hoax, and it's amazing. You know, there's a new book out. We have 617 of Meyer's crystal clear UFO photos, and yet we have this career of people running around babbling about UFOs, extraterrestrials, aliens, and alien abductions and experiencers for which there's zero evidence, and it's hysteria. And you know, it's scary because there's an article I linked to in one of my recent blogs. It's about results show how extremely stupid America has become. People have been so dumbed down. It's shameful that we will believe and get all hysterical about irrelevant stuff for which no evidence has ever and will never be presented. And yet, when this one man who has survived 22 documented attempts on his life for his trouble, a kidnapping attempts on his children, just horrendous stuff all over the place, comes forward, puts out information, puts out his evidence. He himself never runs around making lectures or presentations and all this stuff. But
okay, well, Michael, hold that thought because we're going to have a break here in about
an hour. Sure.
I want to just give out the phone number to call in again. If anybody has any questions or objections, any personal insight into this case, anything you want to ask, call 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Toll-free number. And again, the website for Michael Horn is theyfly.com. That's theyfly.com. You can find his blog as well there. Lots of up-to-date information about the Billy Meyer case. Also, again, my website is matthewdeagle.com if you want to check out my information. Again, it's 844-769-2944. To call in with any questions. We'll answer some more questions after the break here because we do have a long list of questions. Thanks for listening to Real Astrology with Matthew Deagle, and Michael Horn is here as a guest today. Thanks for listening.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Welcome back to Real Astrology with Matthew Deagle. I'm your host, Matthew Deagle. I'm here with Michael Horn, the authorized media representative, Meyer Case. There from you, Michael.
I'm sorry?
I'm getting some echo. It's coming out of your speakers, so I'm hearing myself for some reason. But that's better right there. Okay, so, yeah, he's the authorized American media representative of the Billy Meyer Contact of extraterrestrials that are currently in contact with a man in Switzerland. In case you don't know, he's been publishing predictions of future events that are now unfolding before our eyes since he was a child in the 1930s and 40s. Sending these off as letters to people, etc. In 1958, he sent off an extensive letter of prophecies and predictions to the governments of Europe, all of which is now coming true, unfortunately. Before the break, I believe Michael was discussing the Billy Meyer photographs, none of which has been proven to be a hoax, some of which are superficially similar to certain drawings in magazines, to a couple of the women who appear on the Dean Martin show, etc. There's a lot of complicated machinations, reasons for that, both on the behalf of the Pleiaren as well, the extraterrestrials, as well as the machinations of the Men in Black, who also harassed Albert K. Bender, who recently died at the age of 92, I believe, a couple weeks ago or a month ago or so. You can read about the Men in Black in his book, The Flying Saucers and the Three Men. They were a group of extraterrestrials who were harassing people who had knowledge of extraterrestrials and trying to falsify and make it seem ridiculous, as has been a general agenda of certain groups for a long time now, to attempt to make all real extraterrestrials look crazy and to make monsters from your nightmares seem real, although it's the other way around in real life.
Yep.
So basically, in real life, you know, extraterrestrials are largely just humans on other planets. They're not out to abduct you and anal probe you or whatever. They are just mostly humans. Yes, there are some bad extraterrestrials, but they are the exception, just as criminals are thankfully the exception in our society. And for the most part, also, UFOs, the vast majority of them seen on Earth, are not of extraterrestrial origin, as I can confirm myself from my own observations of UFOs, and actually I photographed UFOs myself. They are of an interdimensional, energetic nature, for the most part, and not from outer space. Although maybe people believe they're from outer space, but that's only a belief. It is not the fact, which on closer observation you can find that these things are not of a fully material form. They are not consistent with the belief that they're coming from other planets. And there are very, very few good evidences of extraterrestrial contacts or abductions. The majority of those things are the result of subconscious mental forces or even hoaxes perpetrated on the public to create hysteria. Unfortunately, a lot of fake abductions are being carried out by intelligence agencies in an irresponsible attempt to cover up these great state secrets that they might be obtaining by studying things like the Billy Meyer contacts with their CIA outpost out there in Switzerland. So basically, you know, we have some work. We have lots of questions to answer here on the show, but perhaps I'll answer some of the ones pertaining to astrology, and those questions I maybe can answer better myself on Monday. If you'll tune in on Monday or just listen to the archives if you don't have time, I'll be back at the same time of day to answer some of those specific questions. I'll also try to answer some of the questions on Michael Horn's blog, theyflyblog.com. That's theyflyblog.com, theyflyblog.com, where I've already tried to answer some of the questions just in comment form. Some questions we have here are, these are important questions, I think, relating to the Meyer case and what it's really all about. How can mankind have peace, Michael?
Well, you know, it's such a great question because I know a lot of people ask the question and some people think they have the answer for it. In the Meyer material, what they are, you know, what has been said for the longest time is that it takes a profound change in consciousness on the individual level, where people must become responsible themselves for their own thoughts, their feelings, and their actions. Now, that, of course, some people are going to go, well, where's the answers? Specifically, the answers to our problems that pertain to world peace and all the rest, they have been given in the Meyer material, how we put down, how we can put down terrorism and wars, how we can restore the environment. The Meyer material specifically states, and has for the longest time, that our core problem is overpopulation. Now, when people in the New Age and conspiratorial communities hear that, they start ranting and raving about eugenics and Nazism and all this stuff, and they go irrationally out of their minds because they don't take into consideration two things. One, first of all, the Pleiaren and Billy Meyer are not recommending that we kill other people, anything but. We're doing a splendid job already of killing people everywhere in the world. Humanity is at each other's throats. So that's not something that's on the table at all. What they've stated boils down to this. If we can think clearly enough, we have a finite globe with a finite amount of arable land and a planet that has its own natural cycles that work. Believe it or not, folks, the planet works just fine. We sometimes make it a little more difficult for it. There's only so much that it can produce in a natural way in terms of food, in terms of even disposing of waste. And while we continue to overbreed the number of human organisms and animals that we are dependent on to a large degree for food, etc., we throw into this environment more waste, more pollution, into the air, into the water. Meyer was warning about all of this, even climate change. He was warning about when he was 14 years old, 1951. But no, we know better. We've got these wonderfully delusional religions. These are the cults you folks might be worried about that tell us to go forward and multiply without regard, because it's our divine right to breed like bunnies. And then, of course, that leads to not only overpopulation as a first result, it leads to illegal immigration. That's right. The borders get crashed by people who, not knowing any better, have overbred in their own countries, many of which are just, you know, totally controlled by the Catholic Church, so which encourages them to overbreed, to donate what little money they have to perpetuate the particular religion at hand. And these people, now no longer able to support themselves, crash the borders, bring their families, or create new families here, when they have not been capable of bringing up their own country to a standard of living that they'd like to enjoy. Then civil wars and strife and famines and droughts and, of course, all the problems with pollution. But we don't think about it. We want to call Billy Meyer a cult leader for trying to wake us up to our idiocy and bringing us the practical solutions that actually would work if we had the wit and wisdom to try them.
Yes, these are simply scientific facts as well. I mean, look at Paul Ehrlich's work. He's been doing this for decades, trying to warn us about this. Many real scientists have tried to warn us about these things, like overpopulation and man-made effects on the climate. Disastrous, also the nuclear weapons testings. The Pléiades have warned us about these things in advance of really the scientific community waking up to it, although individual scientists have warned us about these things for a long time. And it's important to realize that in regard to the claim, again, that Billy Meyer is a cult leader, I really suspect myself a lot of this comes from actual cult leaders who have the money at their disposal to slander. Again, the big names I will name, because I'm in the USA, I can say what I want. In Switzerland, you can't defame people, but here I can say whatever I want. I think Rail and Scientology are suspects, possibly others. There's lots of UFO cults out there. Baha'i is another possibility because they are willfully ignoring the Billy Meyer case with their so-called disclosure project. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I guess they aren't disclosing all that much after all. And again, these religions, all these religions are not the original teaching of the prophets, but are heresy. And they are heresy for the purpose not just of creating overpopulation to create a large number of slaves, but also to create the mentality of slavery. And I can confirm this myself because my own study of symbology and astrology has shown me that the religion's symbols, the symbols of Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Baha'i, what have you, correspond to the numbers 8 and 9, which symbolize ill-dignified forces, forces of bestial, animal-like thinking, and emotionalism, irrationality, etc., not the well-dignified positive symbol, which even in the Bible is stated to be the number 7, right? Not the number 7, but the numbers 9, 18, 17, and 8 show up again and again in the religious cult symbols. So they are not the original teaching of the prophets, and guess what? The main proof of Billy Meyer is that he has the original teaching of the prophets confirmably in the original form. For example, the Talmud Emmanuel, published in 2013 in German, is an exact word-for-word translation of the original Aramaic. It couldn't be closer to the original. There's no document available now closer to the original gospel than this Talmud Emmanuel, published in 2013. I own it myself, and it is indeed, without a doubt, the original. You can confirm this by comparing the text to the Greek, where the Greek clearly derives from it, not the other way around. James Deardorff has a good website that analyzes the older Talmud Emmanuel. But yes, this is the real reason why Billy Meyer is covered up and why so much money goes into all these skeptics is because he disproves every religion on this goddamn planet. Every single religion is disproven by Billy Meyer. And that is the real truth there. That's the main meat of what the Pléiades are doing here, because they had some bad cousins called the Giza Intelligences from the same basic civilization of Hyperboreans they were from, who falsified these religions in an attempt to mind control the planet Earth and turn us into a warrior race for their machinations. They wanted to invade other planets using us as their cattle, and the Pléiades consider this to be a crime committed by their own species on us, and therefore intervened via this lineage of prophets. That's
actually
what this is all about.
Actually, Matthew, the intervention only took place when the Pléiades craft itself was attacked. I think it was in 1978.
I mean, the direct intervention. But I'm saying intervention in the sense of giving the original teachings and trying to restore them. They actually did eventually get rid of these guys. So actually, yes, God is literally dead. Gott ist tot. Because Kamigol II of the Befat of the Giza Intelligences died in 1976, and his leftover henchmen were sent to a distant foreign dinosaur planet to live out the last miserable days of their lives. So they're all gone now. There's no Illuminati anymore, and that's what's even worse about what's going on right now. The reason why there's so much chaos in the world is because these intelligences, or ascended masters, or whatever you want to call them, as they're sometimes known in the occult, they are long gone, and probably all dead by now. And therefore, nobody's channeling them. Nobody's getting contacts from God anymore. All that's left is their own delusions. And those delusions are destroying the planet Earth at this moment, as you can see with ISIS, for example. The Earth is not ruled by an elite anymore. It is ruled by a bunch of crazy beliefs that manipulate masses of human beings to commit suicide. They are running off the cliff like lemmings. And that's fundamentally what this is about. Now, for me, that is the proof of the Billy Meier case more than anything else, is these restored religious texts, such as the original Quran in the form of Kelch der Wahrheit, or the Goblet of Truth, the original Gospel in the form of the Talmud Emmanuel, all of which corresponds not just to all sorts of little evidences in the textual evidence that it's authentic, but simply also to logic. For example, the Talmud Emmanuel, just like Thomas Jefferson's Bible, does not include a bunch of miracles and resurrections from the dead, etc. It includes the original facts that occurred, which unfortunately for many delusional people do not correspond to their delusions. Emmanuel did not die. He simply went into a state of hibernation or something like that and survived the crucifixion. You see, people don't come back from being a rotting corpse. It just doesn't happen. They come back from brain death, but they do not come back from being a rotting zombie. That just doesn't happen. There is no zombie that died somehow for your personal mistakes. That just doesn't happen. It is all mind control, very carefully and craftily concocted by these psychopaths and the Giza intelligences in order to turn you into a slave. That is the reason why the Catholic Church has gone after one after another heresy, has degenerated from a church which believed in charity and relieving the poor to a church which literally practices usury itself in its own banks. Same thing with Judaism. Went from the teaching of the prophets to a mixture of the cult of Baal Hamon, the Yahweh cult, and all sorts of bloodthirsty greed and hatred and isolationism, etc., which has led to Jews being hated and persecuted as well because of the Jewish religion. Because Judaism teaches them to be separate from everybody else and to hate everybody else. Unfortunately, that is the reason why Jews are persecuted. It is because it benefits the religion. The same way that they want to keep you isolated from your family in cults like Scientology. That's all it is. It's just a cult. Now, there is value in these religions, but that value has to be separated from the chaff. And the way to do that is to read the actual original texts. The easiest way to do it, at least, unless you want to spend the rest of your life trying to separate the wheat from the chaff by reading the Bible, you can have a look at the original texts available from FIGU, which is actually just a publishing house, not a cult. Actually, what it really is the greatest threat to these murder-suicidal cults, the actual greatest threat to cults on Earth right now, is FIGU. Because Muhammad was a real prophet, but his teaching was grotesquely distorted by barbaric Arabs, the Islamic cult needs this particularly badly because they are suffering the worst right now from their religious fanatics, from the Islamists, who think that in the name of creation they can go around brutally slaughtering and raping and pillaging, which, of course, the prophets never recommended even remotely.
I think it was also true that Muhammad was more a protector of women. He didn't marry 9-year-old girls and all the rest of this stuff. You know, we have when we can have presidential candidates like a Ted Cruz, whose cheerleader is a guy named among them is a guy named Glenn Beck, who's also like Cruz a religious hysteric, both of whom are promoting the idea that Ted Cruz is anointed to be the president of the United States by a non-existing supernatural guy in the sky floating around who had the foresight to have an only begotten son that he would send to Earth so he could be nailed up and killed to in an atonement for people's sins who hadn't been born yet and therefore couldn't commit any. And this is the mumbo jumbo that to a large degree rules people's minds in this nation. Mm-hmm. Then you wonder, you know, are we really not in some kind of an insane asylum where this...
Oh, yes, it's a mental illness. That's the thing. There's no doubt about it that this kind of religious belief is not is no longer in the bounds of personal belief or spirituality. It is a mental illness in which the ability to distinguish reality from fantasy is destroyed. That is what's going on here. And some of these people are literally schizophrenic. Ted Cruz is a good example of an actual schizophrenic psychopath who's trying to get the presidency. Even people around him recognize he's an evil creature. John Boehner just yesterday said that he was Lucifer in the flesh. Those are his exact words, Lucifer in the flesh, from his own experience working with the guy. And I think that is no exaggeration. I used almost the exact same words myself describing him according to my astrological analysis and my analysis of his behavior, that he is the worst case scenario. Because that These beliefs can actually become people in themselves or entities in themselves. That's why the Bafat used these insane beliefs, because they wanted to have a mass of hate-filled warriors like ISIS to commit willing suicide for their hordes. They wanted to send us as cannon fodder to other planets to die for them, the so-called gods. Nothing whatsoever good about these cults, nor the bastards who created them, which thankfully are gone now. Now that they are gone, we can finally start to tell the truth. Unfortunately, not everybody is entirely receptive to it, but what can you do? Not everybody is as intelligent as everybody else.
Quite so. Well, you know, even leaving aside dragging Earth humans to other planets, which could, you know, be difficult for people to conceive of, I would say that if one studies the mentality, I think Cruz also recently chose as his potential running mate, meaning if he should potentially manage to steal the nomination or guess away from Trump, one Carly Fiorina, who I caught during one of the debates, who is equally delusional religiously, who also, along with Cruz, happens to be someone who felt that the outsourcing of U.S. jobs to other countries was fine and dandy, and that people in this country actually didn't have any right to the jobs here. I mean, this was put up online, I think on Drudge Report or something the other day. People here don't understand their own best interests, and then things get polarized so that we move towards civil strife and civil war, wars between races and cultures, because both of the dominant political parties have encouraged the crashing of borders. The Republicans love cheap labor, we're speaking stereotypically, and the Democrats want votes. There is not any true patriotism in the majority of the mainstream political people. They are opportunists who are here to feather their own nests, to create the problems that they then claim, if you will elect or re-elect them, they will solve. So this is a loony bin system for loony bin people with religious delusions up the wazoo, if you pardon me, who, when confronted with the simple, straightforward, clear-thinking, non-belief, non-religious precepts and recommendations in the Meyer case, and all of the best scientific evidence to support its authenticity, they go brain dead and they want to worry about anal probes from aliens and other non-existing things. Mm-hmm. Those things are done by our secret military. If you people will finally wake up, you might not be going down the drain here so quickly.
Yes, and something else to add in regard to this is that there's not just religions, there's also other forms of ideology which are similarly based on excessive bestial emotions of self-pity and hatred. Unfortunately, it's not just anymore the typical neo-Nazis or whatever. It is now also the self-pitying minorities and the self-pitying feminists, etc., who are being mobilized to destroy our society as a means of divide and conquer and disruption to create anarchy. And these people are similarly suffering from probably a similar neurological disorder as the religious fanatics are, because ultimately it's the same psychological mechanism of this frenzy of detachment from reality. We see, yes, a lot of delusional people. I mean, here's what I think is happening. The B666 we see rising in Europe right now is the metamorphosis of everything bad about Christianity and Judaism into a secular culture. A culture based on usurious banks, like the European Central Bank, as well as on a hypocritical and false humanism derived from Christianity and secular humanism, which is devastating Europe right now. Just look at Angela Merkel as an example of somebody who's totally detached from reality and the consequences of her actions, in the same way as a naive little sheep who obeys their priest also is, in a different context, but the same basic mentality. That's why I think the religious mentality is unfortunately probably genetically inherited and is spread because of these brainwashings.
Can I throw you a quick one here?
Yes.
Matthew? While we've now painted this grim picture and all of that, so people would say, well, what are we supposed to do? I would say at this point, strangely enough, while we've gone through all of this doom and gloom, which is upon us to a good degree, the recommendation would be that we turn our attention and our focus to searching for and studying the truth. I do recommend that people read the freely available spiritual teaching at theyfly.com. Yes, you can get books and all the rest, but start to read how people who know how to think write, and start to bond together with other people of like mind. They don't have to be in the mire, into the mire material any more than you do. They don't have to believe anything except that now is the time for people to come together, not out of fear, but out of a positive purpose to live and survive and thrive in a right way, putting love and family and community and right living above belief and fear and polarization. That is a simple way of saying what you might want to be focusing on at this point.
Yes, and a good example of that is the attempt to divide and conquer us by making us hate and fear the Russians, who have no, according to the Pleiaren, they have no aggressive intentions against us at all. It is all lies that Putin wants to attack the West. If he ever does, or if any Russians do, it will be because of our provocations, not because of some overall grand Russian plan. There are many examples of this as well. As I said, there's really not, between Christians, Jews, and Muslims, each group has its weaknesses and its own degeneracies, and they all are, unfortunately, on the whole, pretty bad, and all have to reform their behavior according to logic, until, or lest they destroy each other and or themselves.
Yes, and let me add to it that the Henoch prophecies, these aren't predictions, but they are prophecies that do foretell our country being attacked by Russia because of our meddling and our, you know, crazy domination-oriented behaviors. And policies. Meyer put up we have a video of Meyer going into this in a little more depth last year, pointing out that the EU and Merkel and the US are provoking Russia. And if we do not stop, it will bring war to your home, and no imaginary aliens are going to come and save you, and no imaginary saviors and saints and gods and angels are going to come and save you. So it's time to rise up to truth.
Yes, it is. Thanks for listening to Real Astrology. Check out Michael's website at theyfly.com. That's theyfly.com. Signing off with Real Astrology. I'll be back on Monday to give more information about some of these questions.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.